Yeah. I have another question that kind of pivots away from the specific coronavirus stuff. And that is, what advice would you give to younger electronic musicians about like honing their craft and like learning where they fit into like art, kind of classical-ish music versus like making trap beats on FL Studio, you know?
I guess it's kind of a two-part question, so I'll give you two different answers. The first one is, you know, how do you hone your craft? I got into electronic music in high school, and mainly because I was into music on one hand and robotics and computer science on the other, and I had never put them together until towards the end of high school, when I was like, oh, I could combine all my nerdy stuff that I do. Why not? And then basically from then until the last half of undergrad, I was completely just picking stuff up on my own, like mainly from YouTube. And then I went to graduate school for computer music composition and really filled in a lot of the gaps that needed filling in from all of the time that I'd spent on YouTube. But since graduating, I've gone back. Frankly, I learned a lot of stuff from YouTube, I have to say. I think it's an amazing resource, especially now. I mean, there are so many people, musicians, and companies that are putting out basically training courses on all different kinds of things. And I actually have a list of resources somewhere basically about all of this stuff that I would be happy to share with people if they want to get in touch with me. So I would say find some good YouTube tutorials. But I guess that is kind of related to your second question, which is like, I guess, how do you know where you fit in, right, in the landscape of electronic music or any kind of music, I think. When I was in undergrad and grad school, I thought I should be doing certain things so that I fit into whatever I thought I should be fitting into. And I think that was actually quite counterproductive. Like, literally, I didn't know where I fit in, so I just didn't do anything for a long time. And I spent a lot of time thinking about this, and I still do, and I try to investigate what some of my favorite artists, how they present their music. Like, do they describe themselves as a dance music creator or a classical composer who uses electronics or things like that? And I realized that for the most part, they don't even really address that at all. They just kind of let everyone else describe them. So I've started trying to do that myself. Which is weird because it's like you spend a long time trying to figure out what you're about and figure out how to talk about what you do. And now I'm at the point where I'm trying to kind of undo all of that and do the opposite and not describe myself and get rid of certain language, you know, from my website and places like that. So It's kind of a non-answer to your question, I guess, but I think the key is to do things, to make things that I feel that I get excited about. And then I basically hope that other people will feel that in what I make and get excited about it too. But yeah, I think I realized over the years that putting myself in a box really, really limited what I would allow myself to do. And that's not really something that I want to do. I want to explore and discover things that I might not think on an intellectual level that I'm interested in. So.
So leaving the door open.
Exactly. Yeah. Leave the door open.
Great.
Do what makes you happy.
I think that will conclude our interview. And
okay.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you.